Happy Hanukkah. I am Rabbi Levi Zirkin of Chabad of Fresno. I'd like to discuss, learn a little bit about the aspect of Hanukkah that should be more pushed, but it's not. It's called Parsumei Nisa, to make the miracle famous. That is, we have a responsibility to take the message of Hanukkah and the lights of Hanukkah and try to bring that to as many people as we can. So I will try to base myself on the Gemara. The Gemara starts off on Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, which is page 21, and side B, Amud Beis. Towards the end, there's an interesting Gemara that starts off, gives us the basics of where do you put the Chanukah Menorah. Tan Rabbonin. Rabbonin learned near Chanukah, the light of Chanukah, the candles of Chanukah, Mitzvah la'anicha al Pesach beisim mibachutz. It is a mitzvah, a commandment to put it on the door of your house outside. That it means the door that you use commonly most to the outside. Im ha'yador ba'aliyah, if he lived on a second story or an apartment building, la'anicha b'chaloin, he puts it in the window ha'smucha l'rashus ha'rabim, which is close to the street. And during, unfortunately, there is what you'd say there is danger, which means danger from the Gentiles attacking us. And you put it on your table, and that's good enough. So from this Gemara, you can base yourself that there is a interesting perspective, interesting part of the mitzvah, is to make it that the Chanukah light should be seen by the street. What does it mean, b'shas ha'sakana, in the time of a danger? So the Tesis explains that it means that they're going to take it away. So that's what b'shas ha'sakana means. Or, God forbid, if they were going to kill us. That is the Gemara. There is a Rambam that you cannot skip over this Rambam because it brings out a very important aspect. The Rambam is in the Laws of Chanukah, and it is Perek Dalad, the Laws of Chanukah. I'll read you the Halacha Zayin. It says, Ner Chanukah, the lights of Chanukah, mitzvah la'nichay al Pesach beisim mibachutz, is a commandment to put it on the door outside, the tefach ha'samach le'pesach, which is within 4 inches close to the door. And he explains it a little more. Al smil on the left side, hanichnas labayis that goes into the house. Kidei shatei mezuzah biyamin miyamin, the mezuzah should be on the right side. The Chanukah mismil and the lights of Chanukah on the left side. And the Rambam says if you're in a second story, he says the same thing. Put it on the window facing the street. Now, what happens if the Rambam brings down the laws of the Sakona? You put it on your table, inside. But he also says that you're supposed to have another candle to exclude the candles of Hanukkah. That means I'm not using the Hanukkah lights for my personal life. There's another law, Halacha in Rambam, which explains it a little better. The laws of Parsumei Nisa, which is in the next page, or will be Perek Dalad Halacha Yud Gimel. What happens if a person doesn't have money and he only has one pruta? Harei shein le'ela pruta achas. He has one penny. And in front of him, or the fun of, he has a choice. Does he buy with a penny wine for Kiddush? Or does he buy with a penny a light to light Hanukkah candle? So the Rambam says, Paskins hadlokas ner Chanukah maktim liknei shemen hadlok ner Chanukah. He has to precede and go ahead and buy oil to light Chanukah. Why? He continues later on in the same halacha, mutav l'haktim ner Chanukah, it's proper to precede in lights of Chanukah, sheyesh bezikar nanes, that it has a commemoration of the miracle. So we see the Rambam also brings the idea that pushing the idea of the miracle and letting people know about it is more important than even making Kiddush on Shabbos. because they're both midrabanan. Now, this is all fine and dandy. Where does this go in the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, and how does it break down to our current status? So in the Tur Shulchan Aruch brings down the same cases where you're supposed to put Chanukah Menorah, and he also brings down another interesting halacha that you're supposed to light the Chanukah lights in the shul. And he brings down, he says, where do you put the Menorah of Chanukah? It's on the Dorim side, which is the south side, in commemoration to the Menorah, which was in the Dorim, which is the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so there, Beis Yosef goes on to elaborate. The Beis Yosef was the one of the codifiers of Shulchan Aruch. Later on, he brought the Shulchan Aruch. He put the Shulchan Aruch together. Beis Yosef is explaining the Tur, and he starts explaining something very interesting. What he said, that we are placing the Chanukah candles in the basic in the shul nira. It seems shatiknu kain, that the reason why they established this law, because of guest shein lam bayis lahadlik boy. They don't have a house. They have no place to live. So since then they come to shul and they light candles for them. Just like shatiknu kiddush beis haknesses, just like they established the law of kiddush, making kiddush in shul, mishum ha'orchim, because of guests, the achlu v'shasav beknishta, because they eat in the shul. The kach kosav a kolboy, and so says the kolboy, the kosav tam acher, and he said another reason, shehu kedei lefarsim hanes, that it is the reason why we light the Chanukah with candles in the shul is to make the miracle more famous. We have pirsum inisa means to make the miracle famous, publicizing the miracle. If they call out the hum in front of the entire nation, ulasada brachas lefneim, and to make the blessings before them, which means in practical terms that if a lot of people don't know how to make the blessings, they don't know how to light. So you do it for them in the shul. This is a publicizing a great thing for God. The kiddush shmaya, sanctifying God's name. When you make a bracha for him and bless him in public, in groups. Now he continues on. This is the lashon of the rivash. B'tshuva, in a tshuva, in a responsa. Haminig arzel lahalik beis haknesses. This custom to light in the shul, minig v'sikini, it's established ancient old minig custom. Mishum persumi nisa, because of publicizing the miracle. Kivin shein on yuchelu mekayim mitzvah kitakana, because we cannot fulfill the mitzvah like it's proper. Lahad lekolecha the pesach beisa mibachutz, to light everyone at the outside of the door. On the outside, which is the door facing the street, because the hand of the Gentile nations are very strict and strong, and they don't let us display our Jewish customs properly. And you make a bracha on this. Just like you make a bracha on Halal of Rosh Chodesh. Even though it's not only a minik. We call Malkim, nevertheless, Beis Adloka, in that lighting, so Beis Haknesses of the Shul, Ein Yotziba, you cannot fulfill your obligation. So, and you're supposed to go light everybody in your house. Means that even though you live in the Shul, nevertheless, you have to be light the candles in your house. Okay. Now, that is the Beis Yosef. Is that only what you call in theory, or is that also in reality? So you take the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Beis Yosef put together, and he also quotes the first law of bringing, lighting the candles, of Chanukah candles on the the door facing the street. And then he brings down, this is in Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, which is in English 671, which is Sif Zion, is paragraph 7. towards the end, the Ramah discusses and brings the law of Umarlikin and Mavarchim Vesa Knesses. You light Chanukah candles and you bless it. You bless it on them in the shul. Mishum Parsumi Nisa, because of to publicize the miracle. And he also brings down the halacha that you also you cannot fulfill your obligation in the shul. You have to light it in your house. What's interesting about this is the Magen Avraham on the Ramah explains you're supposed to light this Kaidim Mincha before Mincha. And he brings down the Rashal and the Darkei Meisha who says this. And he brings down and quotes the Darkei Meisha, says you don't light it before Mincha, but you light it between Mincha and Ma'ariv. And now he says something else, which is fascinating. Nidali Di'imhu Samach L'Hashaycha, if it is close to dark, the Terem Sheavayu Minyan, before there'll be a Minyan, the Beis HaKnesses, there'll become a Minyan to the Beis HaKnesses, it's Kadosh Hayim, it will become already the night, means it's going to be time to light Chanukah candles. Yivarech Yishmek HaBracha, the Yadlik, and he should light Miyad. Right away. The Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Ikur Parsumi Nisa, there is a Parsumi Nisa publicizing the miracle, Kushaboy Machakachla Beis HaKnesses, when they come afterwards to the Shul. V'dami L'madlik Berchayv, and he compares it to lighting Chanukah candles in the street, V'shosh Ein Sham Ish, in a time when there is no person there. Machakach Bo Anoshim, and afterwards other people came. Chakos of Maril, he brings down the Maril, said Likut Terem Bayim Beis HaKnesses, that they actually lit Chanukah candles before they came to Shul. So from this Magen Avraham, we see not only are we supposed to light in the shul, where there's people, we're supposed to light in the shul, even there's no people. Or anywhere where there's no people, as long as you know people will come later on. The Biur Hagra explains this very well, and he proves this, he says it's a proof of, just like Hallel on the nights of Pesach, that normally Hallel was established, Shinsakin ala Kais, it was established to say on one of the four cases by the Seder. And nevertheless, you still say Hallel in the Shul, Vayim Beisa Knesses. Why? Because Mishum Parsumi Nisa, because of publicizing the miracle. Kamashkasa B'Yishalmi, like he brings down Yishalmi. So here we have a very fascinating thing that even everywhere else brings the idea of Parsumi Nisa as a part, publicizing the miracle of Chanukah as a part of Chanukah candles. Now the question is, reality, where do you light it? So we have a whole bunch of reasons why we're supposed to light, in summation. You have about seven reasons. One is, that we just explained that because of the guests that don't have a house. We have a reason to explain the miracle in front of everybody and establishing publicizing the name of Hashem and sanctifying the name of Hashem when we bless His name in public. Number three is to make the blessings for the people who don't know the blessings, to set them, show them how to, what the blessings are. Or number four, not to have in mind those who don't know the blessings, the brachas. The number five, which is a pivotal part of here, is to publicize the miracle, Parsumi Nisa. Why? Because most of the people light inside their house, and it's missing the part of the mitzvah that's properly done. Therefore, you light in the public, in the shul, so we have another component to the mitzvah you've done in the shul. Another thing is Manig says a reason, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, They lit the menorah there. That was a big pirsum hanes. Same thing is in the shul, it's also pirsum hanes. So the thing to come out with this, we say in summation, that the whole idea of Chanukah is to publicize the miracle of Chanukah and to show it to the public. So the question is asked, it's all fine and dandy among a Jewish crowd. What about if you don't have a Jewish crowd? Do you have a responsibility to light Chanukah candles even if there is no Jewish crowd? And I'm talking about in a situation like we live in America, where it's a peaceful Baruch Hashem situation, where people respect Hanukkah, do we have a responsibility to light Hanukkah candles even if there's very few Jews or there's no Jews around? There's an interesting, the Beis Yosef on the Tur Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Zayin, which is 677, he brings down like this, Matzasi Kosev B'Shem Mario Zal, I found in the name of the Mario, B'Losh Nazeh, Kosev is written, Shemisha Holach, L'Kfar Shein B'Yisro, a person who went to a village, there's no Jewish people, V'Lon Shom B'Leil Chanukah, and he had to spend the night there, the night of Chanukah, Afal Pishein Le'Bayis Miyuchad, even though he has no separate house, like you'd say his hotel room or something like that, Shemanu Sh'Rabbi Meshulam, we heard that Rabbi Meshulam Hayanoig L'Hadlik L'Vorech Zeich L'Nes, he had a custom to light the Chanukah candles and to make a bracha to commemorate the miracle. Ad Kan. He also, he brings another thing to Beis Yosef, Misha Bob Isvina, who is coming by a ship, or should move the base, or if he's in the house of a non-Jewish person, Madlik B'Brachas, he lights his Brachas, Menichem Al Shulchanah, and puts him on his table. So here we find a very interesting thing, that even though you're not among Jewish people, you're in a Gentile surrounding, you still have a responsibility to light Chanukah candles. Let me wish you all a happy Chanukah. I hope that this is enough to shed some light on this important mitzvah. And let us wish one another that the Chanukah candles that we light should bring us towards the true lights of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Meher V'Yemeinu Mamash. Thank you very much, and have a happy Chanukah.